PHP Radio
on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network,
your number one source for all things golf.
Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.
Hello, you golfing legends, and welcome back to another episode of the original Off Course. I'm your host, Dan Edwards, and joining me this week representing Volvic Golf is Mr. Brandon Sowell. Brandon, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dan. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing good. We've had a fun little pre-show chat, so I've got a really good idea what's going on here. But yeah, Volvic is a brand that has existed around us and seems to be doing pretty well every time I find one on the golf course. So I'd love to hear a bit of the backstory on Volvic, what they are, who they are, and where they've come from.
Yeah, absolutely. And Volvic is a fantastic brand, and they've been around for over 40 years, which I think a lot of people don't realize. They were founded in Korea, and they had some great success within the Korean market. And fast forward to today, Korea is one of the more significant markets in the global golf industry. Depending on what you're looking at, it could be, number three or even number two, depending on, where you might be. But it's definitely growing in Korea, and that's where Volvic was established back in 1980. So we're older than Callaway, been making golf balls longer than TaylorMade. A lot of people don't know that. In our home market, we are the number two golf ball share in Korea. So it's really got a strong history behind it for sure.
It's interesting to think country to country. And I've had a few episodes where you're forced to step back and recognize that we are not the only market in golf, and it not necessarily exists the same way in the US as it might elsewhere. Sometimes that's Europe, sometimes that's in the Asian markets, but what is, you said it's number two in Korea. Is it interesting for the company to deal with the different markets and be leaders or chasers in the different markets?
Definitely. Originally, again, going back to being founded in Korea, at one point they were number one in the Korean market. And the Korean, as you get to your point, internationally, different markets certainly have nuances, whether it's obviously in Europe or Japan or Korea. And within the Asian market, I think probably a lot of your listeners have seen, there's been a lot of talk about, whether it's Japanese, crafted irons and equipment overall, that it's a different market there. And kind of the presentation of product is, I'd say it's a kind of a super premium market, which I think a lot of your fans of the THP network have observed, whether again it's whether it's specific kind of Asian marketed drivers to irons to wedges, and golf balls are no different. And so Volvic was able to carve out a strong niche in that Korean market. And really, if you fast forward to today, your point about the significance of, call it, international, Korea is a growing golf market. And the Korean influence in the game, particularly here in the U.S., it maybe is more behind the scenes, but it's really strengthened. I mean, to be specific, Fila, which owns Acushnet / Titleist, is a Korean brand. So there's Korean ownership of Titleist Acushnet. And then there was a Korean private equity that is what acquired TaylorMade. So there's a strong, the two of the biggest brands in golf are Korean owned. And then there's other, investments that have come out of Korea. I think there's, whether it's some other retailers that I think there's some private equity investments, some other equipment brands. So the Korean influence within the game is probably the strongest that it's ever been, to be quite honest.
Yeah. So I'm curious, from a Volvic's perspective in the United States, we've seen sort of ebbs and flows and relevancy here. And I'm saying that just generally speaking, when it comes to things like tour golf or, in pro shops, what does the last 10 years look like here? Has it been sort of a rocky ride? Has it been an ebb and flow, or am I just, looking at it from my own personal lens?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. So, the brand has had its strength in the Korean market, which is where they were founded. And I believe it's the only global equipment brand that was not founded in either the US or Japan, you know. And so, you know, when it comes to global equipment brands, there's very few that, you know, they don't have a history here in the US or they didn't come out of Japan. And so quite unique in that way. And so as they looked to expand in the US market, they actually did a joint venture distributorship in 2012. So, you know, about 12 years ago is when they first really tried to establish themselves in the U.S. market. And that joint venture was led by an individual here in the U.S. by the name of Don Shin. And he was very influential and passionate about the brand. And he was really championed, you know, what you'll see from the Volvic brand going forward is we're about fun, you know, performance. You know, performance on the golf course is first and the most important, but at the same time, we all play this game for enjoyment and fun and really kind of amplifying that. And Mr. Shin was a big champion behind that. And he really, you know, established the brand here in the U.S. in a strong way. There was a lot of LPGA partnerships and kind of, you know, a lot of momentum that was built around the LPGA organization, a lot of the tournament activity and players. And then he was the one that was responsible for us partnering with Bubba Watson, I think around 2017, and getting him to use the pink golf ball. So he was really instrumental in establishing the brand. And quite honestly, sadly, in 2022, he was diagnosed with cancer and unfortunately passed away very soon after. So that obviously, you know, put the brand and our momentum in the U.S. With that lack of leadership and that transition and the oversight, obviously, you know, for obvious reasons being missed. There was a period where the brand was really stagnant. And so if you fast forward to 2024, the Volvic Korea has now established a 100% division, U.S. division here in the U.S. So it's no longer the joint venture. So we have a U.S. division that's established here in the U.S. and I'm really trying to reignite, you know, that vision that Mr. Shin established for the brand and continue to fuel the momentum that he established for us and really move the brand forward. So there's a lot of exciting new things that we have coming out of our headquarters in Korea. So really excited about, you know, carrying the torch that Mr. Shin established for us and moving ahead in 2024 and beyond.
Okay. Yeah, I want to chip away at a lot of what Volvic is, and I'm trying to be careful not to just merge them all together because I think there's a lot to tell. But what I think that tour presence does is it sort of creates validation on quality. As much as I would agree that, you know, paychecks are great, I think these guys are still looking to perform at the highest level. And when you see that product in their hands, it definitely confirms that. So you mentioned the LPGA partnership. I remember when Bubba put it in play specifically because I didn't have a real perspective on Volvic other than these colored golf balls and you know, aging myself into it, a late 20s guy who's very proud of his golf game is looking at a colored ball in 2017 and saying, oh yeah, it's just one of those things, you know, you find it in the rough and you're like, I'm just going to leave that for the next kid or next child to find it so he can enjoy it. So, you know, long story short, I think seeing Bubba play it validates the level of quality that exists in there. And I'd love to ask that question. Is it critical? Do you find it challenging or has Volvic proven themselves enough to say that there is technology in this that can compete at the highest level?
Yeah, definitely. It's a great question. There's a lot of layers in there. So fundamentally, you know, tour players, you know, to your point, it gives the brand credibility and authenticity of performance, you know, to see tour players use your product. And, you know, I've been in the industry for over 20 years, and I've been with companies that, you know, we definitely have hitch our horse, if you will, to a tour player. And, you know, it's a bit, I've talked about it before when some of my past experiences, it's a bit like going to the horse track, you know, and placing a bet. You're kind of putting your bet. And so you tend to see brands, they like to align themselves to certain personalities, you know, so to kind of diffuse the need of they have to perform in order to kind of validate the performance of your product in that way. And so, you know, I think ultimately, you know, having tour players is a great thing. You know, I recognize that it gives you attention, it gives you something to talk about, you know, it gives you a validator piece and it brings personality to the brand as well, too. And You know, for us, as we're, you know, for lack of a better description, hitting the reset button for the Volvic brand here in the U.S. market, I think our current positioning, you know, we're not in the position to be able to spend those investment dollars on tour players. It is an expensive endeavor. It's a pay to play, you know, kind of thing. And in the near term, you won't see us necessarily signing up for those level of contracts. But we do understand, you know, that validator. And particularly, I think your point about colored golf balls, you know, there has been colored golf balls used at the highest level, whether it's Bubba Watson or, you know, I can think of Paula Creamer was quite famous for using a pink golf ball. And, you know, this week is the Players Week, and many people may not remember that Jerry Pate many, many years ago won the Players event with an orange golf ball. You know, so color has been around the game for some time. You know, we're not the inventors of color, but we certainly are a champion of colors moving forward. You know, and I think to your point too, in the history, call it pre-COVID, colored golf balls probably weren't as widely accepted. You know, much more past, call it the yellow color, the neon yellow colors that a lot of other you know, offerings might have out there. And you know, it's interesting in terms of visibility. You know, tennis balls used to be white, but now it's very commonplace for tennis balls, and they're all yellow now, and it's for that visibility reason. So we believe that there's a lot of opportunity within color and visibility, and particularly alignment technology. And again, it supports our vision of fun out on the golf course. And I think color can introduce a lot of that. You see a lot more styling, you know, on the golf course, whether it's golf gloves to the apparel to, you know, people's bags, head covers, you know, all the way down to the shoes these days, you know, style has entered in. And it doesn't mean that you're sacrificing performance. You know, I can still have a high performing glove that's very cosmetically attractive, or high performing shoes that are cosmetically attractive. And that's similar to what we have as well too. We're not sacrificing performance. And so, you know, our flagship models are all multi-layered golf balls. You know, we're not about, you know, basic, call it novelty golf balls. I mean, our foundation is we do manufacture our own products. You know, our three-piece golf balls that we're manufacturing, and they're manufactured for distance performance. They're not basic, you know, all two-piece golf balls. And so technology is foundation for us. The engineering, the expertise around that technology is foundation for us. But at the same time, you know, we do want to introduce more alignment, more visibility, more technology into the game. And, you know, post-COVID, I think the acceptance of color is in a much different place than it was, call it pre-COVID. As we've grown as an industry, we've seen a lot more participation, more kind of acceptance of whether it's hoodies and joggers, if you will, and listening to music out on the golf course. And that's where we think Volvic as a brand can be much tighter to the authenticity of the golf culture that, you know, kind of makes up the game, and being a part of that and having fun out on the golf course is really what we're all about.
Yeah, I think the part about Bubba was more of a kicking off point. Once you see it, then the brand has its relevancy, and you can sort of, at least from our location, so from the U.S., I feel like that was the starting point of relevancy in the United States, was seeing Bubba put it in play. And then suddenly you get a Volvic on the golf course and you think, okay, maybe, you know, this probably isn't the worst thing I've ever touched in my life. And it's certainly better than the ball that comes from the same company who makes steak seasoning. So, you know, it's worth at least trying rather than just, you know, passing it by. But, you know, To me, that was a big connector. So I'm curious, there is a big story to tell here beyond that. And even beyond the color story, which I think is worth talking about, Volvic is a very serious company when it comes to R&D. And there is a depth of technology that's in your product that I feel like needs to be told a lot more. I mean, you go on the website and sure, you're blasted with color and fun products, but at the same time, if you click on the technology page, you're presented with five very clear patents on ball technology that showcase performance. And that's one thing I'd love to address with you, is just the intent and focus that Volvic has in the performance aspect of their golf ball.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, to your point, I mean, everything has to come down to performance. And, you know, that's really is the heritage of Volvic, of the foundation is not only were we founded, you know, back in 1980, but, you know, we do have our own manufacturing. You know, we're not just a direct to consumer brand that's sourcing, you know, third party engineering in that way. So we, in Korea, our headquarters, we actually do have a full on testing center, just like any other major brand that might be out there, from an R&D lab engineering point of view. And to your point, you know, we have patented technology. We've got over 55 patented technologies that we utilize in our manufacturing. And that's an interesting point too, of getting patents, particularly bigger companies. A lot of brands will get patents for the sake of getting patents, but how many of them are actually in play in terms of actually in manufacturing? And that's really where a lot of our core focus is on. We're not just coming up with patents for the sake of patents, but we're actually, you know, doing things that we can put into the production environment and actually sell out in the marketplace. And, you know, speaking to that, we do have two manufacturing facilities in Korea. So we've got our R&D and engineering center in Korea. We've got two manufacturing plants. And in fact, one of those is brand new, just came online late in 2023. So it's got the latest technologies, very eco-friendly environment. And very, very efficient and green in that way. And so looking at our performance, we are performance first, you know, again. And so all the golf balls that we're making out of our two plants are multi-layer golf balls. So it's not just a sourcing play that we're doing, you know, from overseas factories. These are engineered performance first, but with the styling cosmetic support behind it too. So we're a big believer and multi-layer constructions, the benefits of multi-layer constructions. And so, you know, within that, we do have the high-end tour performance multi-layer urethane products, as well as we've got our distance performance series, which would be more of a three-piece Serlin construction golf balls as well too. So definitely, you know, to your point, engineering and performance has to be first and foremost for sure.
There's a level of what seems to be exploratory willingness with the golf ball. I see words like bismuth and zirconium, and they both have definitely suggested relevance in the performance benefits of a golf ball. Is there an intent to push up against the boundaries of what is currently considered logical and trying different materials to really enhance? Or is this like happy accidents where you land on something like bismuth, which is you know, supporting the sort of ricochet effect in the inner core of a golf ball? Like, how do you land on or materials like that and chase that performance benefit?
Yeah, so I think, you know, within golf balls, it's one of the ways that Volvic has stood out. You know, historically, golf balls all look the same on the outside. I mean, you can only appreciate the golf ball on the outside. And they've historically all been white with dimples. And so how do you do things that, you know, fast forward to today, and, you know, visual technology is something that's talked about quite often. And obviously, color is another way to do that as well. But that doesn't negate the need to do something different on the inside too. And Volvic has really pushed the boundaries around that, to your point. And, you know, even though there are, you know, the rules of golf in place, there's still opportunity to discover new materials, new processes, new manufacturing methods that continue to optimize. I mean, we're at a point where I don't know that you're going to see 20 yard gains, but you know, in the same way that the USGA and the RNA have introduced some new rules around the golf ball, there are benefits that still can be had. And so that bismuth property that you're talking about, that was actually an innovation that Volvic you know, engineered and discovered. It's a metal property that's added as part of the manufacturing process to the core. And if you think about metal, these are a very fine, you know, fine pieces, but it's added to the core, and at the high temperatures of the molding, you know, it changes the properties of that metal. And then as the core cools, that metal is going to expand a little bit. So it you know, kind of constricts itself when it's manufacturing, and then as it cools, it expands. And so what that expansion does, it allows the density of the core to be stronger, which ultimately, the simple story is that that's going to translate into the higher elasticity on impact and higher ball speed for the user. So those are, you know, that's one example of a place that Volvic has pushed the boundaries and introduced a new manufacturing method to improve performance. And, you know, even though you'll see a lot of visible things on the outside of a Volvic golf ball, there is a tremendous amount of technology and engineering that goes on the inside as well too.
Yeah, and I think what I think is interesting about the Volvic potential is it's not hyper limited to a singular type of golfer. I see commentaries. JB had written an article on the homepage celebrating a new long drive golf ball that will or is or will exist in the space. So it seems like you're willing to check off a lot of boxes in terms of potential. Why go to that extent? What is it about long drive that appeals?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, it's one of the things that excites people when they play golf. You know, distance is king, if you will. And there's a lot of controversy around that recently with the USGA and RNA regulations. But, you know, everybody gets excited. I mean, that's one of the joys of the game is that pure drive that you feel like you've bombed it as long as you possibly can. And that satisfaction of you know, hitting your drive past your friends, you know, and when you're out there playing. So it goes back to our support of the game being fun. And, you know, whether it's long drive or ultimately it's distance at the end of the day. So we are very, you know, call it distance oriented, you know, whether that be on the tour level portfolio, or like I said, you know, even this foundation to our you know, mid-tier golf balls, that they are all distance oriented. They are three-piece high performance distance golf balls. And so, you know, again, it really supports that piece of the game is intended to be fun, and there's nothing more enjoyable out there than hitting the longest possible shot that you can.
I definitely agree with that. So when it comes to someone pursuing a product from Volvic, I mean, you have a massive variety of options from a visual perspective, but how does one go about getting fit for a Volvic golf ball? What's the starting point, would you suggest, for someone who's pursuing the brand?
Yeah. So with our brand, we start with our tour performance at the top. And so to your point, you know, if you're a low handicapper, you know, somebody that's really looking for, you know, call it the tour level spin, the high spin control around the greens, then we've got our multi-layer urethane performing products. So we've got a brand new series that we introduced this year, which is called the Condor series. We have a Condor, which is a three-piece urethane golf ball. And then we have our Condor X, which is a four-piece urethane construction. And really fundamentally, those golf balls, because of the urethane cover, it's a soft cast urethane cover. So kind of the gold standard, if you will, in terms of urethane performance and that greenside control. And then both actually have a new technology that we've introduced as well this year, which is called white carbon. And that's actually in the core and the mantle layers themselves. And that white carbon material, it's a more stable polymer that's added to the core and the mantle. And that's stability. It really aids in the overall the efficiencies of the golf ball coming out of the manufacturing line, not only in terms of performance, but also to stability of the, call it, longevity of the product, meaning it's not often quite talked about very much, but golf balls do change over time. You know, it's certainly not in the way that a Bellotta golf ball used to change over time back in the day. But as golf balls age, they do slightly become firmer, and those changes in those properties do impact the performance. And so white carbon is a more stable property within the core and the mantle layers that's going to maintain the original design spec longer than a traditional, you know, non-white carbon golf ball might have. And so really, you know, speaks again for Volvic, it's performance first. You know, and that's again another innovation that we've been able to develop. And within that Condor series, you know, in terms of fitting, to your point, it's really kind of player preference, which between the Condor and the Condor X, if you're looking for the highest amount of control and workability, shot shaping control, then the Condor X is going to be the better fit for you. But if you're looking for a little bit softer feel and kind of more, a little bit more forgiveness, than the regular Condor would be the better choice for you at the end of the day.
Okay. And then I saw on the homepage the term engineered for serious fun. And I feel like the next group of golfers really get a taste of that when you go into like Vista 3 or the Combi, I think it's called. You have lines that are clearly intended to look awesome and make golf entertaining while also having, I suppose you could argue, alignment benefits to them as well. This is where Volvic has a lot more fun, right? This is the idea that you can really present yourself in a certain sort of way when you're golfing or make yourself unique when you're playing.
Yeah, absolutely. So within the next series, which is our three-piece distance performance series, the Vista 3 is a brand new model that you alluded to. And that one has that bismuth metal property within the core. So again, trying to maximize distance. And the unique thing with the Vista 3, it's got a prism 360 strike vertical alignment, horizontal alignment, depending on how you want to use it. It goes completely 360 around the golf ball. And that really aids, it's meant to be that visual technology piece that can aid the performance of the player. And so whether it's on tee shots where you can adjust or use that alignment feature, certainly on the green, this is going to help you not only line it up, but particularly on the green, as soon as you strike your putt, you're going to get instantaneous feedback on how well you struck that putt. You know, you can watch this prism 360 alignment line and see, did you strike it pure or was it a little bit offline? And so it's really it's a way to hopefully help you perform better at the end of the day. And that Vista 3 prism, it also gives, you know, like I said, there's a lot of talk about visual technology. It is multicolored and, you know, it gives the option for the player, you know, depending on how intense you are about your game or how much you're looking for visual cues and reminders, because of the multicoloring, you could use it as your own, assign your own personal kind of color coding system. Meaning, you know, if I've got an uphill putt, I want to put the green, you know, up top as my reminder that I need to hit this one a little bit stronger.
Oh, or, okay.
You know, if I'm going downhill, maybe I want to put red, you know, up top to maybe I need to ease up on this one. Just this slight visual cues that the player gives. And we're not prescribing, you know, in our mind, we're not going to prescribe, you know, a specific system. But, you know, if the user, you know, through the coloring system, if they're looking for some visual cues, we definitely present that opportunity for them to use those alignment features as an option.
Wow, that's interesting. I like that. I looked at it as it just looks fun and spicy, but I didn't really put into connection. I also don't putt with a line, so for me it's all, you know, uncharted territories. It sort of terrifies me, but I think it looks cool. So
yeah, no, and you know, we're excited about it. It's been our most popular model so far, so of the new introductions that we've done for 2024. And to your point, it is visually different, and you know, at the same time, like I said, you know, fundamentally, it provides you with the alignment feature and or, you know, call it stroke feedback. And then, you know, it's really kind of up to the user. Do they want to, you know, use it as a fun style play, or, you know, they could, like I said, they could be a little bit more prescriptive and assign certain kind of personal reminders based off of the coloring that's on the golf ball as well, too.
Okay. And then let's talk Combi for a little bit, because not only do you have it in multiple lines, but you also have it in through multiple executions. So you have the matte finish, which I think is Volvic is very proud of. But then I also see it in the crystal finish, which is totally different. So, you know, one of the things I thought was interesting about colored golf balls is it seems like company to company, there is a limitation on the styling. You either get that slightly matte finish, or you get a very shiny finish, or you know, a dull finish, whatever you want to call it. It looks like you're allowing for options for players that to make their own determination on preference.
Yeah, so we've got a couple new models within the Combi series. And so the Combi, for the listeners, it's a 50-50 color golf ball. So half of the golf ball is one color and the other half is another color. And it's meant to be as well, you know, fun, but there is engineering behind it. And the engineering is they are three-piece golf balls, just like all of our other premium golf balls are. Now, these are dual core golf balls, and really that coloring, it's the first golf ball, goes back to the engineering advancements, it's the first golf ball where that 50-50 color is actually coming from the core itself. So it's not in the cover, you know, so the coloring that you're seeing is coming through the cover and is from the core. And within that core structure, it does have our our nano bismuth properties as well too. So it is, again, meant to be high performance and for distance orientation. But that 50-50 color, again, it's going to give the user another choice of alignment, you know, again, whether they want to use it off the tee or on the green. I mean, there's nothing that's going to give you instant stroke feedback more so than a vertically aligned 50-50 color. You're going to know how well you struck those putts as well too. So it's a great alignment feature in that way, as well as, you know, the instant stroke feedback. And within that family, that Combi series, we have the Vivid Combi, which is the matte finish golf ball. And then we have the Crystal Combi, which has got the gloss finish on it. And, you know, speaking of the technology, the matte technology is something that has been a fundamental uniqueness within the Volvic brand as well, too. So they originally introduced the Vivid about 7-8 years ago now. And that matte technology, you know, all matte golf balls are not created equally. And that is a patented process that Volvic introduced, with the original Vivid. And it's very unique. It goes back, it's not about the cosmetic finishing of it with the matte finish of it. It's the quality of that finish ultimately impacts significantly. And so with the patented process that Volvic has, it's a really, really fine coating that's going on the outside of the golf ball. And the interesting thing to me is, you know, if your users happen to have any matte golf balls around their house, or even if you go to retail, I would encourage you, take a competitor's matte golf ball out of the package and feel it in your hands, and then take one of the Volvic Vivids out of the package or the Vivid Combi and feel it in your hands, and you can tactile feel the quality difference. A lot of our competitors, it feels very rough. It goes back to the processing and the technology that we have. And it's not just about the tactile feel in your hands. There's a performance difference in that. And so it's been talked about, you know, matte golf balls do perform differently. And we know that. And one of the differences with what we do, we don't market one model that comes in gloss, but also comes in matte, because they perform differently. We don't think that goes back to your original point of, call it the authenticity and credibility of the marketplace. We don't think it's smart to market the same golf ball with two different finishes because they perform differently. And that's not authentic to the user in that way. And so we have our Vivid lineup that is matte, and you can only get it in matte versions. And then we have our Crystal lineup that is the gloss finish, and you can only get it in that Crystal lineup. And our testing, the Vivid matte performance, it actually spins about 5% more than the gloss finish. So the same construction golf ball, one's gloss, one's matte, the matte will spin about 5% more. And so it goes back to your point of, call it, what are you looking for? It's those little nuances of, if you're looking for a little bit more spin control, then a matte finish, would be your preference. If you're not as worried about spin and you're just looking for the longest distance, then more the gloss finish would be your play. And again, our matte finish, it really has those fundamental differences of higher spin, as well as, too, the quality of that is going to contribute to the durability of the product as well, too. So our product is more durable compared to a lot of the competitors out there. So I don't know that story around matte finishing. People hear matte and they might think some things, but, you know, it's no different than what's on the inside of the golf ball. There is a lot of technology and innovation within that matte performance and quality that a lot of people may not appreciate historically.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I've had matte finish golf balls in my hands. I've had colored finish golf balls in my hand, and it's always fascinating, but there doesn't seem to be company to company a real consistency when it comes to that. It's always a different definition as you go through. And that's one of the things I always wondered. I never really pursued it from an education standpoint, but there, you have to assume that the results will be different ball to ball when you have such a tactile difference in when you touch them. And I appreciate you bringing that up, because it shouldn't be as simple as assuming that all balls are, you know, going to operate the same way when it is a definitive difference. One of the things I'm trying to wrap my head around is, you said you noted that the quality of your matte finish is higher or and different than others. Is it not as rough? Is it sort of a smooth matte finish then?
Yeah, and so within that, it's the coverage and the coating and the materials that we use as well too. And so we're able to trying to visualize this. It's easier when I can show people some of the zoomed in microscopes from our R&D and engineering. But the coating, it's almost a little bit, if you think a little bit about like sandpaper grit. So we've got the very fine grit coating, which is going to give you, and this is why you can feel it in your hands. When you pick up a Volvic Vivid matte finish golf ball, it feels very smooth and almost a little bit like a leathery texture, if you will. But then our competitors, they've got, you know, call it a rougher grit, you know, and you can actually feel it. And some, I've picked up some competitors and you can feel, call it even higher grits, rough spots, you know, and their covers, and as you kind of rotate it around in your hands. And so that higher grit, it's going to be more inconsistent performing as and on the spin side, as well as too, it's not, because it's not as fine of a coverage and sealing the surface of the golf ball, it's not going to have the same level of durability as our coverage is going to have too. And, you know, again, I think there's so much within our Volvic Vivid series that it's really unique in the marketplace. I think, you know, like I said, we introduced that back seven years ago now, and we were the first ones to introduce a matte golf ball. So I don't know how much of it, you know, obviously it was something that we had been perfecting and we felt was the right time to introduce it. But think of a lot of our competitors, they were reacting to us. And so I don't know how much that they were focused on trying to, and you know, innovate within this space and do something. So I think a lot of their, as a result, you know, the quality of what they're able to present is quite different in the marketplace, because there was more of a reactionary to the opportunity that Volvic originally created. And so, you know, this Vivid piece is definitely something that is very unique within our brand. And also too, the fact that, you know, within this is not a novelty performance piece. There's technology and innovation behind it. And compared to our competitors, not only is their matte finish inferior, but when they do offer matte, that's all a two-piece golf ball. And for a lot of times, a lot of these other competitors, it is a third-party sourced golf ball as well, too. And so within ours, you know, we're very proud that our Vivid Matte is one of our premier technologies manufactured on plant, and they are three-piece performance golf balls. These are not, you know, novelty two pieces that we're sourcing third party like a lot of our competitors are.
When it comes to Volvic, what would you say is the flagship product? Is that Vivid?
Definitely the product that has connected the most with consumers has been our Volvic Vivid. You know, it's the Vivid and the Crystal series is probably the two that have been the most successful in the history of the brand. And, you know, that coloring and the styling that they introduce, as well as we've talked about the matte finishing and the feel and the performance around those. And, you know, there's a lot to rally behind, and that's where we have extended those this year with the Combi series and really trying to introduce some new innovations within that space. And they've been our most fun as well too. I've talked about how the brand is about fun, and, you know, within those series, we've got, you know, more color offerings than any other brand. You know, we've got over seven different color offerings that, you know, depending on, you know, we've talked a little bit about personal styling. You know, if you're feeling a certain way one day, if you're really looking to hit the longest drive and you've had some bad holes, pull out a red golf ball and get a little bit of red charge energy, you know, to get to hit that longest shot. And so, you know, definitely that Vivid series and the color offerings and the styling that it has is certainly been something that the brand has been most significantly known for in the past.
I think it's amazing you also make it in a matte white, which is, you know, for the simpletons like me who can. That's great.
Definitely. I mean, you know, like I said, we understand that there's broad kind of interest, you know, from people out there. And, you know, fundamentally, all of our products are going to be available and call it a foundational white, you know, for the traditionalists out there. We totally get that. And, you know, we respect that. But at the same time, too, we're not afraid to step out of the box a little bit, you know, and think differently and offer some interesting colors, uniqueness. But, you know, everything does. We are grounded in performance at the end of the day, but we're not afraid to push the boundaries on getting out of your comfort zone a little bit, if you will.
Okay. One of the last things I wanted to talk about was partnerships. And I asked that, I assume there are, because every time I go into the golf store, my son demands that I purchase him a Marvel connected Volvic. He's always leaning on the Hulk or, you know, Iron Man or someone like that. So what does the future look like from a partnership perspective, especially with companies like Marvel?
Definitely. Marvel is a partnership that we did, I think about four years ago is when that first started. And that's been a great one for us, to your point of whether it's of juniors, and it really supports having fun and being inclusive in the game and you know, being excited to introduce the game to others and bring more people and enjoyment into the game. And whether it's a father, son, or mother, daughter, or, you know, whatever that combination might be, we think that there's a way to, you know, again, have fun within the game, but be performance-based at the same time. And so within that Marvel partnership, again, these are three-piece golf balls. We do happen to have a Incredible Hulk logo on there, or Spider-Man, or Thor, or Iron Man, or whatever it is. But it's been really successful, and it's always brings, you know, happiness to our internal team. And we see, you know, postings, particularly of young players out there with a Marvel golf ball. And so that partnership has been really, really strong for us. And we're looking to, you know, continue that. We've got some new introductions this year around that series and some special packs for those fans out there. And, you know, we think it also extends beyond, you know, juniors as well. I mean, there's a lot of the Marvel, you know, universe, if you will, and the kind of the fans around that. I mean, there's a lot of adult films, you know, within that. And there's a lot of adult energy as well, too, whether that's Iron Man or you know, some of the other Marvel series.
Deadpool, yeah. Let's just say what it is, yeah.
Right, exactly, exactly. And so, you know, it's, you know, it goes back to maybe, you know, feeling the energy of a red golf ball and trying to hit the longest drive. You know, there's an energy when you pull out a golf ball that has the Incredible Hulk face on it, you know, and, you know, whether you're a kid or an adult, there's a certain amount of power, you know, that you're feeling when you pull that out. And so that's where there's an emotional side around golf, and, you know, the logos can introduce that as well as color and other things. And, you know, really kind of seizing off of that energy and that feeling of whether it's a Thor hammer or an Incredible Hulk, you know, kind of angry face. There's a lot of fun energy that those can bring. And so Marvel's been great for us. And we are extending that this year with Disney as well, too. We think, you know, the timing is right around that. Disney brings a lot of different emotion and energy, if you will, than maybe the Marvel universe. And so as you think about golf post-COVID and the growth within the game, you know, we really want to continue to fuel that. You know, this conversation around there's more juniors than ever being introduced to the game. There's more females than ever being introduced to the game. And so we really much want to embrace that. And we want to continue to fuel this idea that, you know, golf isn't the traditional, you know, goes back to all the way to the golf ball of just white golf balls with dimples on them. And there's a lot more fun that, you know, that can be had within the game. And the Disney extension within that is another avenue that we think is bring a good bit more fun to the game. And really, you know, ultimately, you know, be more inviting and inclusive as new people come in and give an opportunity to have a different little personality out of the game. I mean, golf is, we all have personalities, and there's no reason that you can't have a little bit more fun and personality on the golf course too, while you're still having the highest performance and enjoyment out there that you can have.
Hmm. As a closing conversation, I'd love to hear very specifically, and I know the answer because I read the article, but Volvic has a name story. I just assumed it was a random name, but it actually has an origin. What is that?
Yeah, so when the brand was founded back in 1980, with the origin of the Volvic name, it's actually a combination of a few things. So it started with the Italian word volare, and so that's where our first three letters come from. The V-O-L is from the Italian word volare, and that Italian word means to fly. And then the second combination is with the VI, and that comes from victory. And then the last combination with the K at the end is Korea, which is where we were founded, as we talked about before. And so really that first piece, the Volare, Italian to fly, and then the victory part, fly to victory, you know, it's really the foundation. It speaks to, again, we are based and grounded in performance first. But at the same time, too, that victory and that fun side of things, of the enjoyment of the game. And so that fly to victory piece is kind of the core of what we're about. Even though on the outside you see a lot of fun, a lot of personality, but what's on the inside is all about victory and that performance side. And so, you know, it's not just a name that's out there. So to your point, you know, there is a backstory behind it. So that fly to victory piece is really a cool background to the origins of the brand going back to 1980.
So we have a company who has a very serious R&D department. They manufacture their own golf balls. There's an understanding of quality in every lineup they create. Options are there for every type of golfer as well, with compression that varies in the all the way up to, I believe, over at 100 or over 100 for the new long drive products. I think people tend to sleep on products they're not overly familiar with, and it sounds to me like Volvic is certainly relevant in the conversation, whether that means you need to take the leap into matte finish colored golf balls or the just be boring white. There's certainly options for everyone. Brandon, this has been an adventure today. I've really enjoyed it, and I hope people enjoy better understanding a product or a brand like this, because every time I find one, you know, when it's colored, it usually, I have an 8-year-old, so most colored balls, he decides whether he gets to keep them or not at the forefront. And unfortunately, Volvic looks so good that he typically demands to keep those. But, you know, I'm going to start second guessing it now. I think there's an opportunity here to gain a little bit of performance as well as having a bit of fun visually. So do you have any final thoughts for the group? THPers are ravenous product buyers and always curious. Any final thoughts for them?
Yeah, definitely. We're big fans of the THP network, and we love engaging with the group there. And we definitely encourage everybody to your point, you know, give the Volvic brand a good look and consider it. You know, depending on your personality and style, we've got everything from the high-end tour performance and the traditional white, if you will, if that's your cup of tea. And then if you want to step out and get a little bit more on the distance side or visual technology, we've got a plethora of options as well too. And so, you know, it definitely would, we're looking to be highly engaged with the THP audience network and be on the lookout for some sampling opportunities or some contest entries later this year that we want to continue to engage. And, you know, this has been a great opportunity. I appreciate you, Dan, taking the time to peel back the layers of the golf ball, if you will, and kind of get on the inside of things. And we love to be able to tell our story, because there is a lot behind the Volvic brand. And we look forward to the opportunity to continue to build upon that with the THP network for sure.
Did I see it right that there's currently deals going on for the balls, or is that like a buy three, get one?
We do. So with our tour performance models, that new Condor series that I talked about, right now we're running a buy three, get one free. And it's a really, you know, our pricing model, we mentioned a little bit, we don't have tour players, so we don't kind of have that typical maybe tour player surcharge fee that you might see. So our Condor series is very efficiently priced at $43 a dozen to begin with. You know, I know a lot of other tour models out there might be $50 plus. So it's a value, high performing product to begin with, but right now offering that buy three, get one, it's a great deal that we highly encourage people to take advantage of for sure.
There you go. Hey, it's a great time to try. It's a great time to buy. And yeah, I look forward to seeing what's coming next from your group over there, Brandon. It's very, very fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for the time, Dan. Appreciate you going underneath the hood a little bit with us.
Sure. Hey, if you're out there playing golf this weekend, have a great time. Make it count. Use one of the crazy looking new Volvic golf balls if you have a chance. They look awesome. It sounds like the performance is there as well. And I'll see you guys next week.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.